place fenced out between two pastures where you get the cows back and forth.
Is it big enough to drive down?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, to drive a truck down?
Sure. It can be any width, you know. Mm-hmm.
You could pass another?
Oh, yeah. Some of them, you know, some lanes where some of them 300 or 400 yards wide.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them wider than that.
Put your gate at the other end and call it a cribby then.
Yeah.
Call it what?
A cribby. A hold-up pen for your cows before you pen them.
Put them out, get them out of the woods and put them in there and before you go to the bin with them.
You call that?
No.
Cribby.
Rock.
Never heard that.
See? You can learn it.
Is this a holding pen?
That's right. Large holding pen.
Say if you're walking along a road and an animal jumped out and scared you, you say, I picked up a...
Lighter knot.
Yeah. Down here would be a lighter knot. If he's in the town, it would be a rock.
Uh-huh. And I...
threw it.
Uh-huh. Anything else you say?
Chunk it.
Threw it at him? Anything else besides threw it at him?
Chunk it at him.
Chunk it at him.
Okay. And if you went up to someone's house and knocked on the door and nobody answered, you say, well, I guess he's not
home.
And if someone's walking in your direction, you say, he's coming, what, me?
Me.
He's coming straight?
Towards me.
Okay. And if you went into town and happened to see a friend of yours that you hadn't counted on seeing, you say, this morning I happened to run...
into, I guess.
Okay. And if a child's given the same name that her mother has, you'd say they named the child, what, her mother? They named the child?
After her mother.
Okay. And something that people drink for breakfast?
Coffee.
And if you wanted some coffee but there wasn't any ready, you say, I have to go. And talk about putting milk in your coffee. You say some people like it.
Black and some...
And some people like it.
With milk.
Uh-huh. Any other names for black coffee?
There's a lot of different names.
Take it like you take your women.
Do you ever hear the expression, drinking coffee barefooted?
Yeah. That's just without putting anything in it.
Uh-huh. How would people say that?
They want black or barefooted, he's one.
Uh-huh. Do people say barefooted very much now?
No.
Yeah.
Black coffee.
Hmm? Yeah.
We talk on radios barefooted now.
What?
Yeah. They talk on these radios, CB radios barefooted. That's when they ain't got no booster.
You ain't got no extra power. You're talking on just radio.
Just plain radio. Well, you're barefooted.
Get that radio lingo on her. She'll never get radio
here.
What? How are you involved with the radio?
Oh, we got CB radios. Sure. Got one in the house, but you got the radio.
Make them so they can handle their cattle better. They can get around them, you know, and let each other know where they're at.
I can keep up with the old man. You have a lot of people working for you here?
No, just family.
I'm the
family and the friends.
I'm superintendent.
Gets these friends every time they come by.
Talking about distance, you say, well, I don't know exactly how far it is, but it's just a...
short distance.
Or just a little...
little ways.
Little piece over yonder.
Yeah.
Do you ever use the word piece?
Yeah.
How would you use that?
Yeah, well, they put a little piece down the road.
Uh-huh. Say if someone had been traveling and still had about 300 miles to go, you'd say he still had a...
long distance, long ways.
Do you ever say a fur piece?
Yeah.